This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, hopefully we're thrilled in watching the Saints next season with a new head coach, also a new defensive coordinator. We both have charged ties to the Chargers, and we're now welcoming in a former Chargers fullback and also NFL legend, host of the Believe in Chargers podcast as well, Lorenzo Neal. Definitely appreciate the time. How the heck are you doing, Lorenzo?
Legendary, guys, legendary. I got to ask you guys a question. I'm interviewing you guys. You know, I don't watch a lot of this sport, but the first time last night, I think I watched the whole hockey game. How about that game last night? Canada and the U.S., how about that? They were going after, right?
We were loving it until what happened in overtime.
Yeah, you know, my main suggestion would be if you have the best player on the planet on the other team, someone should be near him in overtime. I don't know. That's my idea. I don't know a ton about hockey.
Hey, you know what? You're hired. Hey, you're hired. Especially in overtime, it just seemed like the United States had the momentum. They were getting shots at the goal, and they just couldn't get it. I thought, oh, God. So, but anyways, yeah, I love what you guys are doing there and down there and all. And y'all don't realize that was the first place I got drafted, 84th pick overall, 87th pick overall, to the New Orleans Saints. And that's where I played 4 years of my young career with Dalton Hilliard and Sam Mills, Ricky Jackson, the Dome Patrol. So, Jim Moore. So it all started for me in big Louisiana.
We also get to work with the legendary Bobby Hebert, and he talks a lot about those days for sure.
Oh, yeah. Bobby's amazing, man. I love Bobby. Bobby's got that voice, right, guys? It keeps you going.
Looking at the hire just recently, we'll get into with the defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley. Just wondering what you can tell us about his time with the Chargers. Obviously, things didn't end the way that he wanted to over there. But just what kind of defense maybe we can expect him to bring to this Saints squad?
Well, I think you got to be smart to play in this defense. I mean, Brandon Staley, you saw what he did with the Rams. They were able to win a Super Bowl. We know that he can coach X's and O's, and he's a guy I think is a great defensive coordinator. Some people question maybe is he a fit for a head coach? And I think that's why when you look at what the Saints have done, when you go out and you hire, you know, Kellen Moore, where was he come from? Think about it. San Diego. The Chargers, the L.A. Chargers. Excuse me. But that's where he was with coach. So you have two guys that have some familiarity, and you brought in a head coach that was the head coach that you worked with. You brought him in why? You brought him in that he can also teach you how to be a head coach in Kellen Moore. So that is going to be a great confidant for Coach Kellen Moore that you guys hired as the head coach. I think that you're going to have a great working relationship with him and Staley.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Staley as a defensive coach? Because, you know, I think people talk about Brandon, you know, it's all going to go back to, oh, well, the head coaching tenure didn't go that well. And, you know, we saw with Dennis Allen, he was a great defensive coordinator. He got the head coaching job. It didn't go particularly well. But, you know, not every great defensive coach is meant to be a head coach. It's just the skill sets are very different. And
no question.
I think a lot of people look at it and be like, well, he failed as a coach. I'm like, well, actually, in 2020, he had the Rams. He installed a defense over Zoom. They couldn't even meet. And he had that team as the number one defense in the NFL. So there's a lot of actual success that you can point to on the defensive side of the ball. So what are your thoughts on his, you know, what the type of scheme he runs, the type of defense he puts on the field?
Yeah, I think that you guys know that offense entertains, but defense wins championships, and he's going to be a 4-3 guy. He's got to go four down. You've seen what he was able to do. He did a great job with the Rams. You said when you have players, look, if all things being equal, players are going to make plays, but coaches make decisions to help determine outcome of the game. You got to have some players to execute. You show me a great coach, I'll tell you what, he's got some great players. All I think about, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Brady. When you got a great coach, yeah, coaches get a lot of praise, but when you have great players around, it makes it happen. And Staley is a good coach. I think that he's one of those coaches. He knows X and O's and have a defense that's going to be a solid defense if you can get him the right guys to execute his plan. Look no further than a lot of – look at Spagnuolo. Look at Spags over there in Kansas City. Not a great head coach, but look what Spags has done as a defensive coordinator for Kansas City Chiefs. Look at Vic Fangio. Hey, this guy, they motorboated the Kansas City Chiefs. He wasn't a great head coach. I knew Vic. Vic spent days in New Orleans. Knew him at the Niners, a defensive coordinator. Look how well. Took the Niners to a Super Bowl. Lost to the Hardball Bowl. So you got to look at certain guys. They're great defensive coordinators, but they're just not great head coaches. Look at North Turner. The list goes on, guys, that there's a lot of guys out there, and I think you got a good one in Staley, who is a great defensive, a really good defensive coordinator, and just the question's still out about being a head coach.
Yeah, you mentioned with the, you know, not everybody is a great head coach. We're kind of expecting that to happen with Dennis Allen moving on to Chicago, probably ignite that Bears defense over there after spending time here. Looking at the youth now movement with this coaching staff with the Saints, what were your impressions with that one season that Kellen Moore did spend with the Chargers?
Yeah, I thought that you saw that he absolutely, Justin Herbert loved Kellen Moore. I mean, this guy comes from Boise. He was a Boise player and watched him play in college. And he's just one of those guys that he knows X's and O's, a great offensive coordinator, a great offensive mind. He had a great year with Justin Herbert. He is going to come in there and he is going to help Carr. He's going to help whoever is at the quarterback position. Hopefully it's Derek Carr, Fresno State legend as well. So I hope it's him, but Kellen Moore is going to make sure the quarterback is going to be successful. He's going to get the ball out of his hands, going to have the quarterback knowing where to go with the ball. You guys got a fine offensive coordinator. The verdict is still out, but can he be a head coach? But you know what? You got to start somewhere. There's a lot of guys that just first-time head coaches that can do pretty well. So I think Kellen Moore, great offensive mind. You're going to see, saw what he did. Wherever he goes, he has success, especially with the offensive side of the ball. But now you have a head coach, but also now offensive coordinator. So just going to depend what he does. Is he going to be willing to give up the rings to another offensive coordinator? Because now he's a head coach. And I think that's one of those reasons also that he brought in Coach Staley to help him micromanage and understand what it takes to be a head coach.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Lorenzo, you just brought it up. I was going to ask you, you know, as a Fresno State guy, there's like some Fresno State connections here. Right? You know, even Jordan Mims, a running back for Fresno State, obviously Derek Carr.
Yeah,
Doug Nussmeier,
yes.
People might not know, Doug Nussmeier actually spent a year as an offensive coordinator for Fresno State. So there's a lot of Bulldog pride in New Orleans these days. And so I'm curious, you know, obviously I'm sure you've followed Derek Carr for a long time. You know, what are your thoughts on him as a starting quarterback and what he's done and where he is at this point? Because that's going to be a big question for the Saints. It's a big cap hit. You're changing coaching regimes. Do you try to move on at the quarterback position? Do you stick with him? What are your thoughts on Derek?
Well, I think right now, if you're going to get someone in the draft, is he going to be ready? That's the question. And that's what's tough. Because if you get someone, say, okay, we're going to go all in and get a rookie. Is he going to be ready for that first year? You need a Derek Carr because he's a guy that's not necessary. There's different type of quarterbacks, Mahomes. You look at Josh Allen. You look at, you know, when you think about Cincinnati's, the Bengals, you watch Joe Burrows, Joe Cool. Look around the league. There are certain type of guys that are game changers, and then there's game managers. There are certain types of guys. There's a difference between a thermostat and a thermometer. See, a thermometer, all it does is just measure temperature. Thermostat, it regulates temperature. I don't know if Derek Carr is that type of player. I know he's a good player. He's not a great quarterback. He's not an elite quarterback, but he can win games, but everything needs to be good around him. So that's the thing. If you're looking for a guy, if that's the thing you're looking for, Carr, then you don't have that in Derek Carr. Now, you have a guy that can win us. I'm not saying he can go out and carry a team, but he can. He's not that type of quarterback, but he can win it. He's good enough to win a Super Bowl if everything around him is good.
Yeah, you know, I had someone say this to me once, and I think it lands in this situation, which is like no one gets excited about the 15th best quarterback in the NFL until you don't have a top 15 quarterback, and then that's the only thing you need, and suddenly you don't have it, right?
Right. You know what? You hit the nail right on the head. What do you want, Geno Smith? I mean, what are you going to upgrade? You know, and no due disrespect, but there's just a lot of guys out there. They're just guys. You have a guy at the top, like you said, top 15 quarterback. He's not the top, the elitist of the elitist, but he can win. But if you go out there now and just say, hey, we're going to get rid of him, you're going to take some growing pains either or, no matter what. So do you go draft a guy and say, look, a year or two, or do you say, look, we're gonna rebuild and start all over all the time?
Lorenzo, I want to ask you about the fullback position. It seems like you guys are a dying breed lately in the NFL. What's going on with the you know, overall, and do you think there's still a place in this league? I think we've seen it. You know, we need you big guys helping pave the way out there, and it just seems like a position that's really been a sought after, like not even thought about anymore.
Yeah, it, you're absolutely right. But I think when you look at Kyle Juszczyk and look at some of the guys that play the position, it's not that it's not a glamorous position. You understand that. And to play fullback, you got to be different. And I think that's the biggest thing. When you're a fullback, you got to be able to move people. And that's what I did. When I went out there and you saw certain guys, you watched the, you know, not just myself, but you look at guys like Sam Gash and Great the Moose and Moose Johnson, you know, Larry Sinners. You watch guys that got downhill. Was four, you know, you guys had one, Terrell Suggs, I mean, Suggs, that Smith, the T. Smith that played there a while back. You got to have guys that want to go in there and move guys out of the way. And I think it's going to start to come back because you saw this year two running backs put the running back position back on the map, and which was long overdue. So I hopefully, with that being said, the fullback position starts to come back this way because I'm telling you, man, back in the day when I played, you guys knew. I mean, Larry Sinners, you think about Tony Richardson, Kansas City, you know, all these great fullbacks that you had, Mike Allstott. We need the fullbacks. We need to make fullbacks great again. Juszczyk is still carrying the torch so for us, guys. Cal Juszczyk's going to carry that torch.
Awesome stuff, Lo. Definitely appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and hopefully be seeing you down here soon enough in New Orleans.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, man.
Lorenzo Neal, former Saints Chargers fullback, and amongst other teams as well, also does the Host in Believe in Chargers podcast.